This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with, well, you know our names, but let me tell you something. Before me is a cupcake that our guest brought, Debbie, from a previous show. Last week, was it? And man,
it's not been sitting there for a week, people.
No.
It's just that we're
recording a second one today for you. But this redefines to me what savory is, what satisfying is. It actually, you know, honestly, you know, I've had friends try to make some Trim Healthy dishes and they failed. And it made me, some of my early experiences with Trim Healthy Mama made me go, oh, okay, I see at least what Trim Healthy Mama is. And great. And then women are going to just lose weight and it's going to be awesome. But I thought,
but it's not like your normal cupcakes.
It's not going to pass my lips.
Yeah.
You know, and I need to gain anyways. And so, you know, this is not for me. But this cupcake, I asked this dear woman.
Debbie Martin.
Coach Debbie.
Is it Martin?
It's Martin.
Yeah, good.
Pearl still wants to call a Coach Debbie McIver or
something.
So it's when Martin. I sink my teeth into something this good, it's filled, it must have canola oil and heavy fats, heavy butters.
Oh, I want
butters.
My second one.
No, it's not. It's and a fuel pool.
It's an actual fuel pool, which I just learned today means no fat and no carbs.
Yeah, it's insane and it's high protein. She's got cottage cheese, but Greek yogurt, and then that's why it's so moist.
Okay, so that's what I asked.
I already ate my yuck yum.
I thought it was like cream cheesecake type of icing, and I thought, well, we've got some sugar here, fine.
Yeah.
And she tells me that it's actually cottage cheese and what? Yogurt.
Greek yogurt.
And it tastes like cream cheese
icing. We should put the link, now that you've said that, people will want to try.
But you got to learn, she's got to put a video out because Pearl tried to make it and failed.
I failed.
Do you need a fork, Serene?
I don't want a fork. I want it to get it all over my cheeks.
Okay. Well, I would, that works for us.
Man, it's moist.
Interesting that we're talking about fuel pool.
Yes, Serene.
Because I have something to say. I don't know if you're going to let me. Can I just take a potty?
Are we going to all be eating too while we do this podcast?
Can I take a
potty?
Apparently
people hate it when we eat. Some people like it and some people hate it.
Is it as good if you don't have the food to see? Like in a cooking show, you want to see that big bite, right?
Hey, people, am I allowed to just like start a potty? Rogue, like just go for
it? Yeah, you could just go for it.
It's not even teleprompted, peeps.
You have to stop.
It's an experience that I've just been through.
Mm.
Speaking of FP.
But can you not eat at the same time because you're taking over? I'm going to eat while you talk.
No, I want to eat. Danny, say a joke and I just want one more mouthful.
Say a joke. I wish I had like a list. I wish I was that guy.
Yeah.
You know, I've always wanted to be that guy because someone did that to
me
at a party.
They had a list of jokes?
Yeah, they were like, they heard that I did an open mic night like once. And they're like, well, just go. Tell us a joke. And it's like
if someone tells you go, you're on and you want to spout them all off, but you can't.
It ain't happening.
Mm, okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. Serene's face is covered in icing.
Mm, so good. So can I tell them about my experience?
Mm.
Or do I have to be like all like cover up about it?
Serene, you can tell it, but you have to put it in context.
Okay. So we're dealing with a doctor of science, a scientist. Who helps us with a lot of our formulas in our food, you know, just so it can, you know, so we can take our recipes but make them properly formulated so that they will last. But he's actually an incredible scientist and he's been helping us with our shampoo and our conditioner and other offerings we're going to bring to you that we're so excited about soon. But we want to...
He's a context too. He's helping us with our whole... I've never said this before, announcing it for the first time. Trim Healthy supplement line, which is going to blow your mind.
He's beyond smart. And so he's helping us bring this offering to you of our healthy supplements. And it's going to be anchored around the microbiome, healing the microbiome. Because
you guys.
He's a gut specialist.
Yeah, he's a gut specialist. And because our immune system is our gut.
We are our gut.
We are just trillions of microbes walking around.
See, he's the one.
With a spirit.
With a spirit, right.
But he's the one that I think Pearl told you a little bit ago that I did this poop test. Mm. So on my contacts,
I'm
on
eating
my phone.
A cupcake.
But listen, it gets better. On my phone, this scientist guy, right? You'd think I'd call him Dr. Such and Such, right? I call him Poop for Pete. All right. That's his contact on my phone, because we always have to offer our poop samples to him for him to like take them to testing.
What a relationship.
So I did this, you know, I did this sample to Poop for Pete.
Poop he for had Pete?
He had it examined.
Is the man's name Pete?
Yeah.
Okay. His name is Dr. What's his last name?
I don't know. It's just Poop for Pete.
So, you got to look him up online now like that.
I never call him a... Anyway,
it's Italian, but we call him Dr.
Pete.
Just
for a little bit of like boasting again, remember how Pearl told you how wonderful my microbiome was and it came back?
The most
like,
wonderful he'd ever seen in his life.
We got it.
Like really diverse, right? Yeah. Big country, people. Big country.
Yeah, big time.
But he didn't tell me this until I went for a little private meeting, you know, like a little like come in to see the doctor.
Okay.
And he said, yes, it's true. You have this wonderful, diverse microbiome. Big country. It's wonderful. It's like more good bugs than I've ever seen in anyone.
Mountains and rivers.
But he said, you know, he said, you've got some thugs in there. You know, you got some, you got a bad neighborhood.
Okay.
And I was a little bit depressed about it. And I came home and told Pearl, I called her up on the way home and she's like, don't worry. You know, in Chicago, it's a big city, but they got some bad neighborhoods. It's all right.
Little carjacking.
You know, I didn't say Chicago. I said New York.
Okay. Well, great. Like,
well, you're forgiven. You're forgiven.
That's like our mother. Dad will be at the, on the pulpit, like preaching. Yes. It's in church. And he'll say something like, you know, 21 days ago, this happened.
She would be like,
21 day and a half. She was like, darling, that's wrong.
So
she, and, you know, if it was like a little house in the prairie town, you know, there might be one thug. But, you know, I've got this big country, so there's a neighborhood of thugs. Yeah. And he thinks it might have gotten there from, you know, I took strong antibiotics for after one of my miscarriages.
I do want to praise you for a sec, though, because I don't like your microbone results being pulled down. They need to be praised, because he said, he said, you got some thugs. He said, I'm not worried about your thugs. You have too much butyric acid for them to go to the dark side, because you're good
bugs. The dormant bugs.
He said, you have way too many good ones for them to go. But he said, if you ever stopped your good diet and got onto sugar, which I know Serene wouldn't, he said, that would be a problem. Oh. So I don't want them there. I just don't want them there for you.
Yep.
Yeah. Like what happens if somebody like steals my brain and puts another brain in there and then I just eat McDonald's?
She starts eating, she starts chugging Sprite.
No, but the other thing is he's like, you don't want, you just don't want bad guys in there. If you know they're in there, just round them up, be the sheriff, get them out, right? Okay. And so he's putting me on this gut overhaul plan. And so I've got these molecules in there that I've got to get rid of. And so I was on the plan, this phase one, this phase two, this phase three. And he's going to bring it to you guys, you people.
Well, we are going to bring it to everybody available. It's going to be phenomenal. Like, it's a tailored plan to each person, really. You go through and you answer
a
quiz.
You may not have to do what I did, because my husband got tested and he had a Labrador bugs. Nothing that great, nothing that bad, right? So he just needs to add keeper to his diet. But he didn't have any nasties. He didn't have any thugs in there, right?
That's interesting.
So, but I think it was from these really strong antibiotics I took, really, really strong ones after, you know, my womb was infected.
Okay, so you can take antibiotics really strong or do something or live a couple of years on sugar and you can create critters that hang with you?
Yes, they hang.
Oh, yeah, they can hang. Yeah.
And they live under biofilms. You see, that's where they hide.
So this first
So
phase,
this is all about busting your biofilms and then
phase,
replenishing with good.
The first phase of this was to bust the biofilm, right? Which, sadly, I just realized I did the whole thing wrong. This morning I woke up after the second phase, which is really intense.
Okay.
Okay, for people that have the molecules and things that they got to get rid of.
Like you can't eat and
stuff? I know, I got wrong. I'm going to have to do this whole thing again one day. And I woke up this morning saying, what I just did, I will never ever do again to my body.
And yet
it was trauma. It was
abuse to do it again.
I was waking up for my breakfast, a celebration, realizing I read the instructions
Let's
wrong.
Tell you what you have to do. If you have busting a biofilm or whatever, and I've had to do it, is you have to go on the first week is you put in a lot of these specific enzymes to just start getting the biofilm weakened, right? Then
loosened up.
And you're meant to do that on an empty stomach.
Yeah, no, it's fine. But you take the enzymes on an empty stomach
so
before
a
meal.
They eat that biofilm.
Otherwise, the enzymes just help you digest
the
meal.
I ate them on top of my meal. I did the whole thing wrong. So then I just did the phase two, which is like kill the molecules, starve them off.
They couldn't get to the molecules.
But no, and I did this whole thing.
The phase two, you know.
I just texted Poop for Pete just before this party and said, I'm a big fat failure. I need to call you. I need support.
But anyway, phase two, let me tell, because they're all interested to know. And we'll give more specifics when it's ready. This whole overhaul's not ready yet. You do, depending on what you have to kill, It's 3 days of what we call the ultra fuel pool fast.
Oh, people.
Because bad bugs feed on carbs and they feed on fats.
So do good bugs.
Yeah, they're not necessarily good fats or bad fats. They feed on just the macronutrients.
My healthy fermented goat's milk, raw, pure stuff.
They'll love
my bad
that.
Bugs were loving it too. And all my healthy organic figs from my trees and everything, my bad
so
bugs.
So once you've loosened those bugs up for 3 days, then comes in the kill, right? Okay. So you have no, it's fuel pool for 3 days. That's why we only do it for 3 days, because after that you're in your leptin and your metabolism, but 3 days you won't. So it is ultra
fuel pool.
Well, it goes
down. Pool. Your leptin goes down, but you won't kill yourself off. I mean, you'll be able to sustain your
metabolism. You have to go ultra fuel pool. And we don't even mean berries. We mean lean proteins and veggies for 3 days.
Not even a blueberry, people. I've just finished this. I'm eating this cupcake.
Now choking on
I'm eating this cupcake. I'm trying to celebrate, realizing I have to do the whole stinking thing again. But listen, people. 3 days. I don't know. Maybe some people out there are good at fasting. Good. We just had Debbie Martin.
Very not good.
Last week on the party. Maybe she would have been good. She did 72 days of just like one juice. Glass of juice, right?
Ugh.
But listen, people. I struggled. Normally, this is, I don't know, Dan, you might be the same as me. Normally, I'm hungry every 2.5 hours.
Yes, please.
And that's when I've got a fuel in there. You know.
Oh, yeah.
You're just sustaining me.
Serene could just make it 3 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, she's eating a cupcake.
I was eating a cupcake and I choked. But listen, people.
You are saying like, listen, people, a lot.
I felt like I was starving my brain, starving every cell. I felt like I was eating myself. I couldn't have one drop of fat, not a flake.
I don't like this.
Of Parmesan cheese on my broccoli. Not a drop of MCT oil to wet the pan for my egg whites. It was egg whites or tuna. Not salmon, people. Not even lean turkey. It had to be like zero fat.
You could have had chicken breast.
Well, but I didn't realize that. I didn't have any chicken breast in the house.
Yeah.
And I'm out in the country and I didn't want it. I was too weak feeling to drive to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
So, thank you, Leslie Pop. She brought me water. And my figs are in season on my trees, right? And I was picking them. It couldn't eat. And I wasn't nice enough to give them away. So they were sitting there waiting, right?
You were hoarding your
figs. I was hoarding my figs in cupboards, in little bowls. And then I was making bread for my family, not normal bread. I'm telling you, artisan, like incredible. And it had blueberries in it and organic figs. It had everything. And I was just, and we had nights where my family came over and I was serving them and slicing up all the bread and I couldn't even have a crumb.
Oh.
Right? I'm telling you, I felt so denied. I felt so like I for the first time in my life, I felt how it was to be fuel free, to not have any kind of fuel in the body. And I tell you,
you feel like you're on a diet for the first time.
For the first time in my life. Okay, I've done weird stuff before. I've been a raw food psychopath, right? But I had apples, I had dates, I had fuel.
Coconut oil.
Yeah, fuel.
Did you feel cuckoo?
And I've been too low carb before too.
Yes, Serene. She went cuckoo. She called me. She's like, Pearl, pray for my brain.
You were upset.
No, I was more than upset. I had weird, unstable kind of like...
Instability. Whenever...
I've never had a day of depression in my life. Never once. And I said to Pearl, everything in my mind I know is the world is beautiful. My children are beautiful. My husband is beautiful. Sure. Everything is great. The sun is shining. My roses. You know, they're smelling. I could smell them. And I'm just like, I know it's all good, but... somehow I can't feel the happiness today. It's the first time in my life I couldn't feel it. And I just had to know it was there, but I couldn't feel it.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
I was breaking down. I mean, before THM really. And when I wasn't conscious of eating, it was like if the government calls it food, it can go in my body type of mentality. And, you know, I didn't realize that I was in a starvation state when we're talking about nutrients and things that feed the brain and make neurons work.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I was this really jerkwad contractor guy, like with my kids even.
Yeah.
They were always assaulting me somehow. They were always bucking up to me.
Oh, so snippy.
Yeah. Everybody wanted to fight me and everyone was getting in my way. And
I usually can handle the hoverboards. My toddlers do hoverboards around and around the island in my kitchen.
Oh, it's driving you batty.
I kept
it?
On saying, husband, get them out. Get them out. I can't take it.
Male figure. Yeah. Do the man thing.
You're putting everyone doing a gut overhaul right now.
No. But other people may be good. But I'm just trying to say for the first time in my life, even though I've done some extreme things, I realize what people must experience when they diet. So yeah. when Debbie Martin was here last week and talked about her dieting for all those years, I really had a tear in my eye because three yeah. days almost sent me to hell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? And so I want to celebrate today on my first day of being back to fuel.
Okay.
I want to celebrate the fuels today. I just want to say here at the potty, at the Trim Healthy potty, happy birthday carbs and happy birthday fats.
Yeah.
Like I just want to like light the birthday cake and blow out the candles and do a little jig in a circle.
You can?
Because like you said, you know, with those years that you had like deprived yourself of real food.
Yeah.
You weren't getting, your neurons weren't getting nourished. Nothing was getting nourished. And that's how I felt. Didn't matter how much protein I ate, lean protein. It didn't matter how many boiled broccoli stalks I put in that steam pan or whatever. It didn't matter how many little plops of sloppy, like steamed spinach. Without the little bit of olive oil or coconut oil or without
the fats,
without any carbs or without any fats, I felt so unsatisfied. And I got to the point where I'd be full, but I had no satisfaction and my body was still weirded. I was empty.
I always had the word destabilized. In my head.
Yes.
I felt so destabilized. And that was the difference when I started like putting nutrition in my body, which starts with self-love, not going down that rabbit hole. But when I started walking out of that grave, like Debbie talked about, like, you know, the nutrients, the healthy carbs and fats in balance combined, where's my protein? All those things, man, they just make you sane.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
I'm Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So I want to say, you hit on something. I think you used the word nourish just a second ago, but then I coughed again on my... and so I lost my train of thought, but I think you said nourish, and I want to say it's, yes, protein that anchors. Yes. And it is the wonderful non-starchy vegetables that crown the meal with excellent phytonutrients and things like that. But I want to say it's the fuel that nourishes.
Mm.
It is the fuel that nourishes. So I want to say, I just want to repeat again, Trim Healthy is a diet, not a diet. I'm just saying it's a diet like Pearl said. It's a way that you eat. You know, it's just your way of eating. It is a lifestyle that does incorporate and doesn't exclude. We incorporate carbs, we celebrate them. We incorporate fats, we celebrate them. For people that are in weight loss mode, we may separate them from the meal, but we still include them and we include them in the same day.
Yeah.
And I just want to, you know, I it wouldn't be me without putting a few scrippies in here.
Bring.
And so as I was celebrating my breakfast this morning, I just chowed into my bowl of figs and I hoiked myself a big slab of bread, more than I normally would. And I told myself, the staff of life, that's why God called it the staff of life. But literally, I was dreaming of bread. It was bread that I dreamed of the whole time. I was dreaming it. And
it was your whole grain sourdough, of course.
It was my whole grain sourdough.
I love the passion by which you came back to fuels. You know? Like, I get that. Like,
well, I kept on saying to Sam, do you think I'll make it? Do you think I'll make it? And I'm a person of self-control.
You are.
And I'm a Spartan. And I can do extreme things to my body, but I'm telling you, because I had the knowledge of what fuel does to me and the knowledge of what fuel removed does to me, that education was in there plaguing me. And I knew what days of without carbs would do. And I knew what days without healthy fat, especially in my season, trying to get pregnant and things like that, I knew what it would do. And so I think I really feel like it just hit me a lot harder because I knew, like some people may go on diets that remove the carbohydrates completely or go totally fat-free for years. But maybe it's worse when you know exactly what's going on inside. But I woke up and I was just reading my Bible, having my coffee on the deck. And Leviticus 25:19, I actually just looked up scriptures that celebrated fats and celebrated carbs. Then the land will yield its produce so that you can eat your fill and live securely on it. Leviticus 26:4-5. Then I shall give you rains in their season so that the land will yield its produce and the trees of the field will bear their fruit. Indeed, your threshing will last for you until grape gathering and grape gathering will last until sowing time. You will thus eat your food to the full and live securely in your land. Psalm 67:6, the earth has yielded its produce. God, our God, blesses us. Look, I have vineyards right now too.
Yeah.
And I had to walk out there and pick them for like family meals.
You mean your grapes even, that Sam planted?
Even put one tiny one in my mouth.
I love your grapes. What grapes do you grow, Serene?
I do muscadine and I do, what are those other ones called?
I don't know, but those.
Concord and muscadine. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Serene's grapes.
And we have some
incredible
Israeli grapes in there too that we stole from Israel.
Oh, spiritual grapes.
Yeah. Psalm 72:16. May there be abundance of grain. There's one for you, paleos. Abundance of grain.
Yeah.
In the earth on top of the mountains, its fruit will wave like the seed of Lebanon.
I don't know. Can I butt in here?
Yeah.
I was thinking this morning because I am literally addicted to oatmeal. I do quinoa. I change it up with quinoa sometimes and then I get addicted
to
quinoa.
Sunday, I'm dreaming of a bowl of oatmeal.
I don't know how people live without grain. It's so nurturing and nourishing to me in the morning. When I wake, when my eyes open in the morning, I'm weird maybe, but I think I get to eat oatmeal. And it's this joy. And to me, oatmeal is
Pearl's oatmeal is amazing.
It's an experience. My oatmeal, it's morph. You know, I've tried a lot of oatmeal things and I've given them all to you, but now I do this thing called Mother of All Sweatpants Oatmeals. And it's the mother of all. And it's all my oatmeals combined into this thing and an experience. And it's all about the toppings.
Mm.
And I top with gojis and I top with blueberries and I put them all together. And
ooh,
I
gojis.
Pour a little of my lean home fermented kefir because, you know, I'm that person now. It's just like life on steroids as I eat it.
Yes.
How can people not love the grain?
Mm.
And it does my body good and it satiates me and it's great for my digestion. And it, you know what it does? Because I put that creamy, dreamy protein in it. It steadies me and it is a gifty, gifty gift.
It is, yeah. Pearl. And you could handle, I don't know how many grandchildren going around your kitchen in hoverboards when you have that serotonin nourishing, you
that's
know, neuron nourishing
all
food.
The serotonin gives. And it was so funny when you called me because I knew you'd get through it.
Yeah.
But one thing that you've dealt with other things like fears in your life, but you've never dealt with depression.
Never.
I know other people have, and I've probably dealt with it a little more than you, although I've never had a bad experience, but I've walked out of some depression. I've never seen you with it.
Never.
And you called me and you were you were depressed.
Yeah. You know, do you know?
She was depressed.
One of my favorite teachers, you know, Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
He is famous for living a life of walking out of fighting, struggling with depression.
Yeah.
And he's...
Is he an author?
Brilliant
he's
author.
Like, he's like... author. Does he have a rabbit hat? What is that? That there's a...
No. He's like a health, life help guy, right?
He's actually a teacher.
Is he here in Nashville? He lives in Nashville?
I think he was thinking about moving here, but he's a teacher from Canada. He was at a university in Canada. And he became famous because in Canada... they were trying to pass a law that forced the teachers to call children by their preferred pronouns.
Oh, okay.
And he was saying, look, if you want to identify however you want, but to compel our speech is crazy. And it goes down a dark path. But he really struggled with depression. And so he speaks a lot to help people walk out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, man, for maybe... I forget the percentage. It was close to 100. He's like, 90-something% of you literally need to get up, eat your dang breakfast, work out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chemical thing, man. Don't sit there sleeping in, not having nutrition, not taking care of your body and tell me you're depressed.
Yes.
And so he's a psychologist. He's counseled people. Mm-hmm. He's worked with families. And he sends people home to eat and work out before they do anything else.
Because that's the beginning.
Well, that's what I felt, guys. I felt like, I mean, I was walking out of it in God. Like I was saying the scriptures and I was singing. I was actually humming in the kitchen while I was making my egg white weird thing. I was humming, you know, you are my joy.
Yeah.
Yes, you are my joy.
To your food.
No, to my soul. That's, I was like thanking the Lord that he is my joy. And I was walking out of that. But the deal is that I could tell that chemicals were not being put into the cells that were meant to by proper fuel.
And it sort of makes you appreciate like the bacteria and the chemistry in our bodies when we talk about I've got the joy and I've got this and that. And it's like, well, there is this overarching long-term joy, sure.
Sure.
But man, the daily feeling of it,
it's
quite largely chemical and nutrition-based.
It's so huge. You know, and I'm going to read some scriptures here that may be a little bit over the top, you know, for people that are trying to lose weight and things like that.
Do it to them.
But I just want to, I'm just celebrating the carbs. I'm just celebrating the fats. I'm just saying, stay Stay me with raisins.
Oh, really?
Refresh me with apples. This is Song of Solomon.
I'm gonna get the sex
another
book out.
Another rendition is make me strong with wine cakes. Let me be comforted with apples. I felt no comfort. No, and I was getting full. I was eating way more often, way more food because I was not feeling that satisfaction.
Your leptin being loved on.
And here's a bit of a crossover scripture, okay?
Good.
Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said to them, go eat the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared. Send portions to Serene on the white, egg white thing. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And this is all like, these were feasts and celebrations. And and in the mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. That's in Isaiah. One more, Deuteronomy 32:13-14. We often have used this for when we finally had our aha moment in Trim Healthy Mama, because all our life we had excluded. We had either been like fat free, like all don't have fat, or it'd been like, carbs are of the devil. You know, you cannot ever have a carbohydrate. And, you know, we would just always done this hate thing on food groups, but I loved it. Deuteronomy 32, and it's verses 13 to 14. He had him ride on the high places of the earth, and he ate the produce of the field. He had him suck honey from the rock and oil from the flinty rock, curds of the herd and milk of the goat, with fat of lambs and rams, the breed of Bashan, and of goats, with the best of the wheat. And that would have been like the ancient grain, the spelt, you know, it's not the modern Monsanto. And you drank wine of the blood of the grapes. And that why I loved that verse, and what Pearl and I felt so connected to in that verse, was it was celebrating all the food groups. And sure, we're here to say there are ways, there is science to work with the hormonal interplay of your body, with metabolism, and to work how to hack your body so we can lose weight, you know, but we can do it in a way that doesn't actually pull these things from our diets, just from different meals. But like, if I could have looked forward to an S dinner or an E breakfast, I don't care if I had to separate the whole things, I still would have been happy. It's just that I couldn't have any of them.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was so excited about that muffin of
you inhaled
Debbie Martin's, that I actually inhaled it. I can't even remember swallowing it, so it's kind of in my esophagus. Sorry. But I just want to say, let's celebrate it. Let's keep it in, because there are pitfalls these days where it's all about exclusion. It's not about inclusion. It's all of this still sensationalist diets out there that are saying, you know, don't eat the carbs, or don't eat the fats, or don't eat the animal kingdom, or don't eat the plant kingdom, or don't eat at flip and all. Like, don't eat. Become a breatharian, except for maybe one meal a day, you know.
Oh, is that real?
And live on the fumes of coffee and all those other hours.
Spazzes, man.
And so I just want to say, I've experienced it, people. I've come to your side and I've experienced dieting.
For 3 days. Sucks. 3 whole days.
And I've never said the word sucks before in my life. It's like a swear word in my house.
She's cursing now.
She Christian cursing.
S-U-C-K. It's a 5-letter word. It's not 4. But anyway.
Don't curse.
It sucks. Dieting sucks.
It does suck.
It's not enjoyable. And I told myself, like I said, I already said this on the podcast, I would never do what I did again, because I felt the destruction of it. But guess what?
You have to.
I have to do it again.
Because you're going
to
get rid of the molecules.
Yeah.
Actually, you could continue on with your molecules because they're dormant, but...
Oh, I just want them gone. Now I know there's like a thug in there.
Yeah.
You know, I've got like some prison cell in there, and all my good healthy bugs are keeping them dormant.
3 days of anything you can bounce back from.
No,
if it was 3 weeks, that'd be a problem.
No, I agree, but it was so not enjoyable, and I didn't feel the joy, and I could tell that. I just wanted to say, fuels are important. Yes, we say, where is your protein? Yes, we say, where are your greens? But I'm telling you, they're not the only questions. Where is your flipping fuel?
She's cursing a lot.
No, because I'm just saying, like, let's make sure we don't have. Like, you can have fuel pool snacks. And if you have a lot of weight to lose and you're deciding to just throw one fuel pool meal in here and there just to keep the different juggles, fine. But literally, for the most part, please ask, where is your fuel? Am I celebrating carbs? Okay. Am I celebrating fats? Yay! Or am I a Danny and I'm just going to celebrate like the fat of the lees or whatever the Bible said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just here to say that. That's all I had to bring. But Trim Healthy Mama is a celebrator of fuels.
And that's what I feel like when I wake up in the morning. That bowl of oatmeal is my celebration. And it feels like a party every single morning of my life. And it brings me joy. And I just can't imagine only having to eat egg whites and vegetables every day of my life.
And some people are doing that. Some people are told by naturopaths to just eat lean meat and vegetables.
And there's nothing wrong with egg whites because I can enjoy them too, but don't force those on me.
No, it's like standing in the shower and no hot water's coming out of the faucet. If you're standing in the shower, you've got your nice egg whites, but you can have something else, like a little on the side of them.
Hold on. Where was that going, Danny?
No, yeah,
you were getting it?
A shower is a great place, but no water coming out of the faucet, it's not a great place. Egg whites are a great protein, right? But if you can't have anything on the side, even if it's Kite Hill Jolly Well cream cheese, keeping it even FP if you want, but you're getting some, like I couldn't even have a dollop of fat, like a 1 gram, let alone 5 grams to keep it in E. Like I couldn't.
Was the analogy a stretch though?
Because, no, I mean, it wasn't.
We could say like refrigerator doors are made to be opened, but when they're shut, you know, not open.
Every time I ate, I felt like I was standing in a shower when the water's not coming out. And it's a strong correlation to me
because
we built our own house.
Okay.
We've had problems.
Yes.
In our house. And sometimes
I hope
you'll stand
house.
Under a shower and something's happened to the well pump or the pump.
Yeah.
And no water comes out.
Oh, that's so this bad. Is very fresh for
it's
you.
It's a trauma moment. A trauma yes. moment. Like, what does the Bible say when like hope deferred?
It's makes
like,
the heart
you know,
sick.
Like it's like a rain cloud, then no rain will come of it. And there's all these kind of like
just
analogies.
Makes the heart sick.
Standing in a shower and you're naked, you're waiting for that hot water to make you not feel so miserably like
tell me you have a plan for my life, God. Hit me with the heat.
But you're sitting there with egg whites on your plate and you cannot put anything comforting on it.
You were kind of going there. She jumped so fast. I saw her in the shower eating egg whites. That's the problem. That was the problem for me.
It's like, you know how it is when you're naked eating your egg whites.
Exactly.
Like, wait, where are we talking about?
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. No, but it's like there's something promised to you, but then promise doesn't come because all of those FP meals, there was nothing that came from them. Like I ate, Pearl, we were at the potluck after church and I brought my stupid little red cabbage with tuna and I couldn't even put a teaspoon of olive oil on it. I mean, it was nothing.
Tough.
I put like a
dry,
like a little bit of apple cider vinegar and then I tried to put spices to rev it up and it was just like spew sick.
Cold
it
water.
It wasn't even yum. And I was just eating this huge bowl of it.
And you know what? Even just 1 teaspoon of tahini would have fixed it.
Oh, you want 1 teaspoon? It could have stayed in E and everything. It was just... Anyway, people, I just got to say this, though.
Are you going to be dad and repeat?
No, but when I have my yuck yums, you hear me say, I'm full. And I can hardly get through half of it. Because if there was a fuel in it, there was satisfaction.
It's true. We're made
for it. So I want to say, beware of diets. Even beware of naturopaths. Good intention naturopaths, functional medicine doctors
beware.
That are saying all you need is vegetables and meat.
You know what diets play into a lot? Extreme diets? They play into people's fears and low self-worth and they give you reasons to like abuse your body. It gives you another tool to withhold from
thyself.
Well,
it's control too.
Yeah, and it gives you this false sense of control, short-term control that leads to long-term lack of success.
Yeah, because when you're pulling out a good thing, now I'm not talking about pulling out a bad thing, which is sugar, although, you know, occasionally I'll allow myself something, you know, a piece of key lime pie when I'm on vacation or something. But the good things are the healthy carbs and the healthy fats, right? When you're pulling out a good thing, it's wrong at the very essence of design of how you were created.
Oh, it is. And I knew that. And because of the knowledge there, I did not exercise. I told Pearl I'm not going to work out because I know what that will do to my body. I'm working out without fuel. Mm. That's dangerous. That's cortisol. That's stress.
Seeking control via food abuse is an eating disorder.
And there are people like poor Debbie Martin in her past.
That was here last week. Yeah.
Yeah. That were doing HIIT, high intensity training classes on FPs.
Mm-hmm.
On no fuel at all.
Or no carbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, and look how depressed you got after 2 days
of just,
I know.
You know, so yeah.
Juice.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you, Serene.
That's all I had to bring, but I had to bring it because I'm just saying, wow, is this what people go through? But they actually go through it for months? Mm. Is this what they're doing to their body? Because this feels wrong.
I feel like when you eat sane and you're celebrating food and freedom, you're actually celebrating life. Because like you saw where you went when you withheld nutrition for obviously a good reason, but it was withheld.
Yeah.
And you see how you feel about life. Mm-hmm. You know, you had to mentally remember that like, oh yeah, life is good. But man, that's hard. Imagine doing that for years.
Yeah.
I've done that for years.
Yeah.
I've lived malnutritioned. Mm-hmm. I've lived in a malnutrition state for years. And man, is the word ubiquitous? What is ubiquitously known as the classic American diet is a diet of malnutrition.
It is, Danny. Yes. And yet you're piling in calories, but you're not piling in. You're not piling in those good things that you were created
the
for.
The proper fuels.
Yeah.
You're not
taking them in. So it's just another way of doing it,
isn't
it? Was
it because I'm so used to fueling very nourishment?
I think it is, that I felt
such the loss.
Yes.
Because I felt so, like, it was an extreme thing. I said to Sam last night, this is the heart. And I've gone through childbirth after childbirth without any drugs, without anything. I mean, I've done some things in life, gone through hard things. And I'm like, this is the hardest thing I have ever done.
Yeah.
And you weren't even fasting from all food. Maybe that would have been easier.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm just telling you, this was the hardest thing I'd ever done.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, I just know what it feels to be nourished. And that was not nourishing.
Yeah.
I just wanted to come
I think
that
is the difference. When you know something fully, you do nourish yourself, Serene. You eat an ultimate, ultimate food lifestyle. You do. I mean, you have the best.
I don't leave.
You have the best fats in the world, and you have the best carbs in the world, and you anchor it around protein, and your veggie intake is high, and you eat figs from your trees. Okay.
You eat like.
So, you know, if anyone knows what's to be nourished, it's Serene Ellison.
Yeah.
So then, yes, to take it away from that level, I think you do feel it more.
Yeah.
Because you know what feels like 100% is.
Yes.
And so, you know,
it's like, okay, let's go around her brain and her body and unplug everything. Yes. Let's unplug it from the circuit board.
Yeah.
You know, you could almost say you eat like someone who knows that they have
a hot shower
that loves them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to love my daughters like that, to where they grow up and they choose amazing care of what goes in their body, not because they're zealous about some diet.
Yeah.
God help them.
When you said you eat because you know somebody loves you, it is true, because when I go out to my fig trees and I've been watching and waiting, you know, and if I see a fig that has come to its fullness, it's ready to pluckness, I get so like almost tears. I'm like,
is it your friend?
God. You did this for me today. Like you knew that it was going to ripen today, right? This is the moment.
Yeah.
This is the moment between you and me. This is my gift.
I love that feeling of awe, Serene. You didn't have to feel that, but just thinking those thoughts, I bet you that fig is doing amazing things for you. But Danny, something you said about you want your girls to grow up like that and just choose to honor and love their bodies just because they're overflowing.
Well, and their daddy told them that they were beautiful, and so they're going to act like it their whole life.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, Serene, I watch you, you know, and maybe it's praise you day, but, you know, I've had praise me days before.
So well, I got molecules, so, yeah, you know, it's only going to go so far.
I've noticed one thing about you. Some people could take it wrong, but I think, and Danny would agree with me, that I love it. You choose very good things for yourself and you're not afraid to grab them. You're not afraid to have special things for your diet that one else in the family can have.
Yes.
You're not afraid to spend money. Even when we were dirt poor, you had your whey protein. You had your special supplements. You have always had a high value on your body and high value, I deserve it. You have felt like, I deserve this. And I feel like we could all take a page from that book. Because it's not coming from a place of pride. I mean, you'll give the shirt off your back too, but it's coming from a place of, no, of course I deserve that. Let me love myself a little more.
I don't even know if I feel, use the words,
no,
I deserve.
You don't, but
it's not conscious.
But
it's not conscious, but it's definitely a thing like, oh, that's for me.
Yeah.
And that was designed for me.
Yes.
And made for me. And I shall experience
it. It's almost like truth-based.
Yeah.
It's like the truth that, but you know, I really do think that comes from like an earth dad that treats you right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, Danny, that could be very true. Mm-hmm. We had a great Earth dad that loved us and still does. And then Serene got a great Earth husband that loves her and still does.
And the belief of your Heavenly Father.
Of course.
That you have this overarching eye on you that, and all the things the Bible says are true of you. And it's just the belief in the truth.
It is.
It leads to well, the truth sets you free.
Yeah. You brought it to a good place, Dan, because my other sister, Vange, she's been on the potty before. She's always fully believed about herself that she's God's pet. I mean, no one else comes quite close.
She's special.
Fully believes it. But because of her belief, things happen to her.
Yeah.
She'll be like, God, I just feel like a peach. And 10 minutes later, somebody will drive by and just say, hey, I got this extra box of peaches.
No, she lives in a miracle zone.
She does. Yes. She lives there. She's like, God, I need a vacation. Next minute, someone's calling her up. Guess what? I'm taking you. She does live in miracle zone because she believes it.
She really does.
But, so I just think these are things we can all attain to. Those who haven't had that beautiful earth dad that loved them or the beautiful earth husband or, but it doesn't mean you can't walk into that place where you end up where Serene started. No, I deserve, that's for me. That was created for me. And I think that's just a healthy place to live. And, Serene knows that those macronutrients, those good fats and those good carbs are for her blessing.
They are. And sometimes in seasons, I've separated them. And sometimes I just pile them all in. But I always have them.
Yeah.
And I'm just here to say it's chains and it's bondage when you don't have a fuel in that meal.
Unless you choose to have a fuel pool here and there.
Right. Well, I'm not talking about a snack.
No, you're not.
Or like I said, maybe the meal here and there, but I'm saying for your nourishment, fuels are freedom.
And what if someone's sitting here and we're like, but I eat the S and the E, Pearl and Serene, and I can't lose the weight. So here's what I would say to you, and I would ask you to listen to last week's podcast, with Coach Debbie. I would say, it's more important that you have those nutrients and love on your body and give them what your body needs to be sane, to be joyous, and have those few extra pounds. Yeah. And you'll come into more knowledge and your body will be healthy enough to share them. Who cares if it takes 10 years? I don't care.
Yeah.
Let it happen. Yeah. Let it happen. But please fuel yourself because it's better to do that and to be sane and to be healthy. Yes. Than to lose 5 pounds and to take away all your fuels.
Yeah. Plug the circuit board back in.
Yeah.
Plug those cords back in.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.